Welcome to the PAC Football Report for September 18, 2010. I'm Joe Underko. This week, we will take a quick look back at last week's football action in the President's Athletic Conference while also previewing the opening of conference play this week. PAC teams posted a combined 3-6 record against non-league opponents last Saturday, including a 2-6 mark in the inaugural PAC-MAC Football Challenge Series. Winners included defending PAC champion Thomas More, as the Saints opened defense of their title by rolling past Hanover 56-12. Other Week 2 winners included Grove City, a 17-14 winner at Lebanon Valley, and Bethany, which survived a missed field goal attempt by Kings as time expired to post a 31-29 victory. St. Vincent and Waynesburg each saw huge comebacks against their MAC foes come up just short. The Bearcats rallied from a 28-10 deficit with two fourth-quarter scores before falling 28-23 at FDU Florham, while the Yellow Jackets staged a furious comeback from a 28-7 second-quarter deficit before a late interception secured a 35-31 loss at Wilkes. In other action, W&J was shut out 27-0 at Delaware Valley in a battle of preseason top 25 teams. Geneva fell at home to Albright 54-27, while Westminster lost at Lycoming 40-10, and Teal was blanked 21-0 at Widener. PAC Player of the Week honors went to Bethany running back Eric Walker on offense, Grove City linebacker Jason Ferguson on defense, and Thomas More kicker Dustin Zink on special teams. Conference play begins this weekend with four league matchups, while 0-2 St. Vincent has the weekend off. 1-0 Thomas More travels to Beaver Falls to face 1-1 Geneva at 1:30 p.m. in a game that does not count in the PAC standings. The Saints have had a lot of difficulty with the Golden Tornadoes in the past 3 years, having dropped the first two meetings between the programs before securing a 21-12 victory in Kentucky a year ago. Thomas More head coach Jim Hilvert previews the matchup.
The thing is, I think we're mirror images of each other. That's the thing. We both play great defense. We both want to run the football. And, it's obviously the team that makes the least amount of mistakes and gets the ball bounces our way. I mean, it's funny how both of our defenses are flying around, causing havoc, and the same thing, offensively, we want to be able to run the football.
Local rivals will square off in New Wilmington as 1-1 Grove City travels 14 miles down Route 208 to face 1-1 Westminster in the PAC Lidlifter for both squads at 1 p.m. The Wolverines won a 38-31 shootout against the Titans last season, but trips to Bury Stadium have been a nightmare for Grove City, as Westminster has not lost at home against the Wolverines since a 21-13 GCC victory in 1961. Westminster head coach Jeff Hand talks about the local rivalry.
Well, I think that, first of all, I think both schools have a tremendous amount of respect for one another, and I think that that's foremost. And, ultimately, it's proven to be very good games the last several years. And
Teal will be the first PAC squad in 2010 to celebrate homecoming, as the school welcomes its alumni back to Greenville this weekend to see the 0-2 Tomcats host 0-1 Waynesburg at Alumni Stadium at 1:30 p.m. The Yellow Jackets have won four straight games in the series, including a 38-17 decision in Waynesburg in 2009. For Teal, a solid early showing by the defense has been overshadowed by an offense that has managed just one touchdown in two games, which second-year Tomcat mentor Kurt Reiser knows must improve this weekend.
Well, offensively, we have some young guys playing for us. We have two freshman quarterbacks that have been getting playing time, so they're working through their growing pains and trying to learn a new offense and get their feet wet with the experience and things, and so we're struggling a little bit there. We're coming along. We're making stride.
Finally, another local matchup has 1-1 Bethany traveling down Route 844 to Washington for a 7 p.m. kickoff under the lights at 0-1 Washington and Jefferson. The Bison look to ride the momentum of last week's victory at Kings, while W&J will try to rebound in its 2010 home opener. It is a series that has been dominated by the Presidents with 27 consecutive wins, including a 49-0 win at Bethany last season. The last Bison victory in the series was a 28-9 decision back in 1982. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. For the latest news, scores, statistics, and information on your favorite team, please log on to our conference website at www.pacathletics.org. You can also now follow us on both Facebook and Twitter with links available at the website. I'm Joe Underko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.